Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. I was talking with a friend of mine just recently, and the talk turned to money. Of course, even in the sciences and even in academia, people are still concerned with one overarching thing, some of the time at least, and that's money. And so I began thinking about that because, of course, at the university, we advise students all the time, and we're talking to them about what they might do with their lives. Talked to a student just yesterday with the student and his mother and discussed extensively what kinds of things he might do in a STEM field and what he might make and whether that's important to him and so forth and so on. And I wanted to think about how that ties in with the development of our economy, the development of the state, the development of the country. So I decided to look at some data, and of course, the data can be all over the map, but there's some general trends that I thought might be interesting. So I looked at some different indicators. I looked at sort of strong economy indicators by state, strong science indicators, strong educational indicators. Let's just talk about a few of these. As far as strong economy in 2016, that's the data I looked at. I didn't have the 2017 data in front of me. I looked at the following states: Washington, California, Utah, Massachusetts, District of Columbia, Colorado, Oregon, New Hampshire, Maryland, and Delaware. There were some other people that were in there, some other states that might have shown up, Virginia, and a couple of others, perhaps North Dakota, depends on whether that's before or after the fracking industry hit its peak. And then I looked at some data for science. That was a state technology and science index put out by Milken Institute. I saw Massachusetts, Colorado, Maryland, California, Washington, Connecticut, Minnesota, Utah, Virginia, and Delaware. I don't think it's any coincidence that 7 out of the 10 of those were in both the strong economy list and in the science index list. Then I looked at education, and of course, education can measure it a number of different ways. I'm not looking at just educational spending, but it was a U.S. News & World Report on overall educational performance, and this educational performance looks something like Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Maryland, Nebraska, Washington, Iowa, Utah, and Virginia. Once again, a number of states that overlapped. And you begin to think about this and say to yourself, well, is this important at all? So let's think about jobs in the future. If you look at jobs overall, and you look at the number of jobs in various industries in the United States, you can see that the service industries indeed provide many, many, many jobs in this country, many more jobs than, for example, STEM fields. And certainly there's going to be growth in some of those fields, certainly personal care, so home care kinds of things, which might be for people as they grow older and infirm, and other kinds of service-related jobs will certainly grow over the next 10 years. But if you look at the projected growth in STEM fields, you can see that it's quite substantial. And in fact, STEM occupations, in May 2015, the Department of Labor showed 8.6 million jobs in the U.S., which was only 6.2% of the total number of jobs estimated to be in the United States. Computer-related jobs dominate. And when I say computer-related, computers can be used in a wide degree of ways, not just HTML programming or people that work for Microsoft, but certainly computer jobs can also be in defense industries, Lockheed Martin, and other places like that. 93% of those jobs, however, were above national average in salary. They're growing faster than the general trend in jobs. STEM jobs are growing something like at 10% over a period of time, where the total job growth would be something like 5%. One of the things that's important to note about that is there's high educational requirements in STEM field, typically. Not always. You do have your hackers and other kinds of people who might do computational work who don't have a high degree of educational attainment, but in general, there are high educational requirements to go in a STEM field. So if you put all that together, what do you think? You think to yourself, is STEM important in the U.S. today? Yes, it is. I think most people would concur with that assessment. Are STEM jobs growing faster than general trends? That's also true. Do STEM jobs, on average, pay higher than non-STEM jobs? That, again, would typically be answered in the affirmative. 93% being above the average is a pretty good rate, comparable to probably the best occupations, which might be medical. And, of course, medical, in many cases, would fall under STEM as we see it anyway. And then the next thing is this trend going to continue? Is it going to get more pronounced? Is it going to become less pronounced? And I would think that most people that you would talk to that would say over the next 10 years, it's going to become even more pronounced. What does this all add up to? It adds up to a commitment to education is necessary to sustain a growth in STEM. And states that do well in STEM and education typically do well overall from an economic point of view. Of course, that's food for thought. Strong state commitment to education and STEM typically means a strong state economy, something we should all consider when we think day-to-day about the future of our state and our country. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.